big emphasis this week at practice. Tony Sperano said it was third down defense. You guys held the Browns for like 2 of 12, I think, on third down. What was the difference this week?
You know, we did put put more emphasis on third down. We started earlier in the week, you know, preparing for our third downs. And, you know, did a really good job today on third downs. It was just some other parts of the game that faltered today.
For the defense to come out here and play as well as they did and still, you know, you guys come up short. I mean, just how frustrating is that for a veteran like yourself?
Yeah, it's frustrating, man. We, you know, we went out there and we fought hard. You know, we felt good about the game, you know, throughout the game. It didn't seem like there was, you know, a couple of things here or there. You know, the ball didn't bounce our way or, you know, something else happened. And, you know, they capitalized on it. You know, it came away with the win.
0-7, what do you guys see now?
Hey, man, all you can do, you know, go to work. That's really all you can do.
What did you see on the Darren McFadden fumble there in the late third quarter?
I just seen the ball bounce right to the other guy, you know, and then – you know, that's kind of the way, I guess, the season's been going, you know. Ball bounces right to the Browns. You know, we don't have a chance to even fight for it or try to recover it. And, you know, that's just kind of the way it's been going, man. So it's, you know, hard one to swallow.
What kind of advice do you give your teammates at this point with this team out?
And I ain't really no advice, you know. You know, we're all a part of this. We're all in this thing together. And, you know, if you love your job and you love what you do, you'll just continue to go out there and work and try to make whatever corrections you can, you know, as an individual. And then, you know, try to go out the next week and get a win.
Still positive, you know, just with the defensive performance, though, did that give you at least some positivity heading forward, some momentum?
I mean, yeah, we played well, you know, but, you know, we don't want to keep, you know, coming in after every game feeling good about how we play but still losing. You know, there's no fun in that. There's no gratification in that. We played with energy, and for the most part throughout the game, we played well. But, you know, there's just, you know, certain instances where, you know, we need to buckle down during the course of the game, and we're allowing things to just slip through the cracks, you know, so to speak. So, you know, we just got to find a way. And like I said, if you love what you do, then you'll just go in, try to make your corrections, keep working hard, and try to get better.
The schedule doesn't get easier for you guys.
No.
Are you confident that finally you guys will maybe get over this hump?
Look, man, I'm as confident as I can possibly be, you know. You know, I'm just going to keep my head up. And trust me, I'm going to keep playing hard. I know that. Mm-hmm. And I think I got a good feel, you know, for the guys. Yes, you know, today was disappointing. Because this is the game we could have won, didn't win. But, you know, I got confidence, man, that the guys are going to continue to go out and work hard. It's just, you know, it's frustrating, you know, to put forth that effort and, you know, come up short.